Hi, this is Walter Trout, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Here's one of your old rock and roll favorites, friend. Shuffle on down to Broadway. One, two, one, two.
They call me the breeze. I keep blowing. They call me the breeze. I keep blowing and blowing. I ain't got me nobody. I ain't got me no love. Ain't no change.
To start, JJ Cale, Call Me the Breeze. I called that earlier on this week as his pension fund song, because although it's not probably the most downloaded song of JJ Cale, it's the one that made him the most money, because 40 years ago this week, on Tuesday or Wednesday of the week just gone, on the 15th of April, it's 40 years ago since Lynyrd Skynyrd on their album Second Helping did their version of Call Me the Breeze. And a combination of Lynyrd Skynyrd together with Johnny Cash, Tom Petty, Eric Clapton, John Mayer, all of those people, covered by so many people over the years, and of course the composer gets all the money, and therefore JJ Cale did best out of that song than anything else. Welcome to the programme. My name's Dave Raven. What a good way to start. Let's stay in the past, say with somebody who is no longer with us. And here's a kind of important album. I featured a track from it, or mentioned a track this week on the Facebook page, and then got a couple of responses back, and it occurred to me it's such an important album. Let's go back to 1963. The blues is dying in the States, and Chess Records have looked at the sales of Muddy Waters' last couple of albums and realised they're going to have to do something about it. And so say to Muddy, when you do the next album in September 63, you're going to go in the studio, it's going to be unplugged. Acoustic. It's going to be you. Willie Dixon will produce. He'll be on upright bass. Bring in that young guitarist you found called Buddy Guy, and we'll do an acoustic album, and we'll call it The Folk Singer, because all the young kids are loving folk music. We now move forward to later on that year. He's made the album. It's not yet released, and it is very, very different to all his previous work. And he comes on the American Folk and Blues Tour to the UK. It's about October 1963. A couple of the guys from the Northeast go down. I know Eric Burden and some of the Animals were there. That's how I know about it. And they wait for Muddy Waters to go on stage and be Muddy Waters. Hoochie Coochie Man, all that kind of stuff, you know? He goes on stage, and this is how he opens his set in London in 1963.
Oh, Captain, Captain. Oh, my Captain is so mean. Oh, Captain, Captain. My captain's so mean. They don't feed me nothing. Oh yeah, boy, but saw you been. Oh, the cook's all right. Oh yeah, boy, but the captain is so mean. Cook's all right. Oh yeah, boy, but the captain's so mean. I mean, he's so mean. He don't let me drive nothing. I just old beat up raggedy team. So sad. Yeah, I went to my. Ooh, yeah, boys, and I wept old Bill. I couldn't find a new. Fellas with his shoulder well.
Gary told me that he got this from a guy who used to come around to his hometown in South Carolina. They used to call him the Guitar Man. And this is just the way he used to play it, or so Gary said, which would make this guitar arrangement about 100 years old. you mean? Salty dog. You won't be my candy man, won't be your salty dog. Little red light. Little green light. Little red light. Little green light. Little red light. Little green light. Stop on the red and you go on the green. Don't you mess with Mr. In Between. Run to get the bucket, get the baby some beer, yeah. Run to get the bucket, get the baby some beer, yeah. Run to get the bucket, get... Go on, get your fat ass out of here, yeah. I'm running to get the bucket, get the baby some beer. I'd do anything in this garden, but I want to keep my candy man on. Big leg Ida, big leg Ida, big leg Ida, big leg Ida, big leg Ida. Love that big leg Ida, God knows I do. Gingerbread man, Santa Claus. Our gingerbread man was raised with his eyes. I'm gonna eat him just as quick as I can. Where's the peppermint stick? Big brass band. Peppermint stick. Big brass band. Peppermint stick. Big brass band. I wish I was in New Orleans. I'm sitting on a candy stand. Yes, yes. Ba da ba da ba 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 ba.
Recorded 16 years ago in 1998 in Monterey, California. That's the gentleman who was called the mayor of Greenwich Village. Amazing, amazing guy. Dave Van Ronk, he died in 2002, shortly after he made that recording, really. He really was so important in the... He knew everybody, basically. He didn't fly, ever. He couldn't drive, didn't drive. And so if he went anywhere, he went either by train or by bus or somebody drove him and lived virtually all of his life in Greenwich Village. But so important. If you want to read about him, there's so much to read and so many recordings as well. That's from an album called Live in Monterey. Not unsurprisingly, came out originally in 2000 or thereabouts, and it's just been reissued again on download. And that's Dave Van Ronk and Candyman. And he was talking about the Reverend Gary Davis. Now, the first three artists you've heard are all sadly no longer with us. The next one up definitely is, very much so. Now, the last live album I was at for the recording was back in 1975 at the Lyceum Ballroom in London, and that was Bob Marley and the Wailers. And you can hear my voice going, "No Woman, No Cry," in the background. Therefore, long gap in between that and this album, which is about to be released, and I'm in the crowd somewhere, not singing, but you can hear me applauding, I would guess. It's a favourite of the programme. It's an album put together by Paul Long of the BBC, because he was behind the desk and he sort of done the mix down and things. The person I'm talking about is Joe Harmon, a world exclusive. Thanks to Joe and to Mark for giving me this. Eventually you'll be able to buy the album on vinyl and on CD, but not as a... Is it on vinyl and download or something like that? It's kind of complicated. But anyway, this is the exclusive. Joe Harmon, you've heard the track before, but here she is at the Albert Hall and Cold Heart.
Soon, my love, soon. Hold out your hand up to my face, a temperature gauge, if you will. Drop to your knees and rest them a while, for I need to see that it's real. 'Cause I'm treading on broken glass, baby. trying to pick us apart. You got a warm hand and a cold heart.
That's me. Somewhere in there. The first play, anywhere in the world, of any track on the album. Thank you, Joe. Thanks to Mark. Thanks to Martin on drums, Steve on keys, Andy on bass. Who was on guitar? Oh, come on, Dave. Who was on guitar? Sorry to the guitarist. Joe Harmon, live at the Royal Albert Hall, due to be released before too long. And there you heard Cold Heart. She's up for an award in the Kevin Thorpe Songwriter Award for one of her numbers, and maybe up for an award as a nominee in the Female Singers. We've got to wait for that for another week. But lots of awards are being announced. The voting starts on the 1st of May. I'm in there too. We'll tell you more about that on the 1st of May. But one person who is in there and awfully excited, with three nominations across the board, and this time last year, most of us had never heard of him. His name is Half Deaf Clutch.
It ain't about the money. It ain't about the fame. It ain't about the women. It's how you play the game. I said it ain't about the money. It ain't about the fame. It ain't about the women. It's how you play the game. If you want the money, you have to sell your soul. You may just make your fortune, but fame will take its toll. Cash, you better make it count, child, 'cause it ain't gonna last. I said it ain't about the money, it ain't about the fame, it ain't about the women, it's how you play the game. Just keep on sliding and doing what you do. You may not have the money, but the blues have still got you. I said it ain't about the money. It ain't about the fame. It ain't about the women. How you play the game. I said it ain't about the money. It ain't about the fame. It ain't about the women. No. It's how you play the game.
His album last year is called A Road Less Travelled. His name is Half Deaf Clutch, out of Hull in the UK. Up for three nominations this year in the British Blues Awards. You'll find the complete list on the British Blues Awards page. You'll find a link on the Raven and the Blues page. Just go to raven.dj and scroll down and look for Half Deaf Clutch and click on the link and you'll get to the Blues Awards. Two people with the same name now, but separated by many, many thousands of miles. One's from Australia and now lives for most of the time in the States. The other one is from Bishop Auckland in Durham and spends most of the time in Bishop Auckland in Durham. What they have in common is the same surname. One is younger, prettier, and the other one is older and not so pretty. Nevertheless, I'm going to play them side by side. They're both doing covers, and in a sense, therefore, it kind of works quite nicely too. So, bring on the Grangers.
Thank you. My friends all drive Porsches, I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no money to spend. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a plasma TV? The Jeremy Kyle Show is waiting for me. I'll wait for delivery each day until 3. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a plasma TV? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Jack Daniels and vodka and Newcastle Brown. I'm begging you, Jesus, please buy the next round. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches, I must make amends. work hard all my lifetime, no money to spend. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
Gary Granger singing Janis Joplin, the last thing she ever recorded, actually, before she died. And I'm sure Janis didn't write about the Jeremy Kyle show, so he's ad-libbed a little bit there. And the track taken off his Forum Demos album from last year. And Gary is a fellow DJ. He won the DJ of the Year Award back in 2012. He's also up this year for... He's nominated as the DJ in one of the DJ categories, along with me. He's also up for the Emerging Artist category, because, of course, he's singing so well there. And there he is with a song originally made famous by a female, Janis Joplin and Mercedes Benz. And before that, his namesake, but no relation, out of Australia, now living in the States, I think in Tennessee, Cara Granger, and a track from her new album, which I haven't got the title of, and her version of Robert Johnson's Come On In My Kitchen. Okay, good stuff. Here's something which got sent to me this week, and like so many things sent to me via email, I know it's got a title on it, but when you open it up in the playing system, it comes up with nothing at all. But I do remember it's called Mail Order Bride, and it's from Howlin' Smurf.
Swallow his pride. I'm gonna get me a mail order bride from somewhere far, like Russia, Ukraine, or Malaysia. One that won't break me. Let him take me for a ride. I'm a wedding tradition, 'cause I'm old and I'm blue, to improve my position. Yeah, I borrowed something new from somewhere far. Check out the chicks on Anastasia. She's gonna range it. Nothing's gonna change my point of view. Thank you.
so it ends. The album to be released later on this year is called Human Zoo. His name is Howlin' Smurf. That's not, as you may imagine, his real name. I'm not quite sure what his real name is. It's shrouded in mystery, like Zorro. And that's a track off the new album, which he sent to me this week, called Mail Order Bride. Three albums all on release in this next week or so have all arrived this week. Here's somebody who's coming to the UK quite soon, and possibly maybe coming to do a session on the boat, which would be rather nice if it all comes off. So many people's promised sessions, and they never actually happen. We'll have to wait and see. His name's John Nemeth. His new album is called Memphis Grease, and here is a track from it. Side one? Say side one. It's a CD, you stupid boy. It's side one, track one. Three times a fool.
Thank you.
Way back in the past, out on the Stax record label, there was the Booker T and the MGs, and the brass section that included the Memphis Horns became the Bar K's in a way. And that band there, or the backup people behind John Nemeth, are the Bo K's. B-O-K-E-Y-S. I'm not quite sure why. Perhaps I'll do a bit more research on that. But that's his brand new album called Memphis Grease, and a great Stax sound in there too. And now you heard Side 1, Track 1, and Three Times a Fool. That's brand new. So is this. Her name is Bridget DeMeyer. She has relocated from California to Nashville, and that kind of really shows in this current album of hers, which I think is her fifth or sixth album. I know she's been around a little while. And the album Inspired, it's actually called Savannah Road, inspired by Greg Allman's My Cross to Bear book, but there's some great tracks on it. The one I'm going to feature to give you a sample of how it sounds is this one, Bridget DeMeyer, Savannah Road, the album. Here she is with Honey Hush.
Biscuits in the basket and some cherries dark and fine. Jelly on your fingers, darling, honey on your mind. Checkered tables, mason jars and flowers growing wild. For a glimpse of your sweet kiss, I cross the country mile. Give me some sweet honey hush. I need your sweet honey hush. April swinging, guitar singing, love is on the vine. Got me 6 more days.
Lovely. One description of the album which I read is gorgeous and greasy. I can't argue with that. It really is gorgeous, and it has kind of greasy feel to it as well. You almost feel like you're in Louisiana or Georgia or somewhere in the deep south anyway. And that's Bridget DeMeyer from her new album Savannah Road. Again, reading into it, it is her sixth album. I must have missed a couple along the way. And it's fabulous, and you'll be hearing more of that as well. That's coming out ages away, yeah, May the 19th. I got a good advance copy on that one, so thanks to G Promo PR who sent it to me well in advance. But you'll be hearing more of that on The Raven and the Blues in the weeks and the months to come. Okay, where to now? Oh, the third one, the Holmes Brothers. Their new album is called Brotherhood. It's fabulous. Here they are with Darkest Hour.
Can be long. The dark is out. don't have to beg you to hold me. Cause somebody else will. You don't have to love me when I want it. Cause somebody else will. Friends say you don't need it, when all the time they're trying to get it. I say you better look out, your good thing is about to come to an end. Oh yeah, talking about your real good thing about to come to an end. All those nights I watched the four walls, I didn't have to watch them all alone. Ever someone said they wanted me, didn't have to tell them I was your very own. You have all the love I've got, baby. Even ice melts to water when it gets hot. I said, you better look out, look out. Your good thing is about to come to an end. Hey, baby. Talking about your real good thing is about to end. Getting myself back together sure gonna be a big problem, I know. But when the right girl says she wants me, you can bet that I won't say no. Hey, hey, you better look out. Your good thing is sure gonna end. Hey, baby, talking about your real. About to come to an end.
Isaac Hayes and David Porter, performed originally by Lou Rawls. To me, the favourite version of all time has been Boss Skaggs. But there you heard it off the new album, from Robert Cray in my soul, and your good thing's about to come to an end. And this show, like all good things, is about to come to an end. That's a terribly torturous link, I'm sorry. Let's close with a band who did very well at the European Blues Union Challenge in Riga last weekend. From all accounts, it was a fabulous couple of days. Some great music. David Migdon and the Twisted Roots didn't win, but got loads of bookings for festivals, which is awfully good news. Baba Jack had the same effect last year, too. The band that won are out of Spain, Contra Blues. The band that came second are the one we're going to close with. Out of Norway, the band are called Pristine. Here is a track from them. I think they featured it in their set, actually. It's called She Won. Thank you so much for giving me an hour of your time. And hope you can do the same in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven, have a great couple of days, and I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Here's Pristine. She won. They came second. Bye-bye.